Okay, guys, it's time for your next lesson. I actually had a couple of emails from people wanting to know, because we do here at GreyhoundTrackTips.com, and this is something I did before we ever started the website. And, of course, my partner, LJ, he handicaps half the races. I handicap half the races, and that way we get to do more tracks. So, you know, we look at anywhere from 15 to 20 tracks a day. On your actual tip sheet, you may see 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks because we try to put the best possible picks of the entire day on the tip sheet. And that's why I advocate playing online. That's why we have the gambling online, how to set up your account handbook for you, because it's really better. You get to pick the cream of the crop, and the more you can do that, the less money you have to risk on riskier or less certain races. And so I had actually a couple emails, people going, how do you decide which races you're going to handicap? You're looking at so many in here. I'm looking at one or two, and I want to know how you shortcut that. And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk about that, and we're also going to walk you through our win at the Wheeling Downs matinee in race 12. Big win there. We hit the $470 trifecta, $448 superfecta. The exact on the $3 level was $600. Pretty big exacta. They don't get much. The quinella was $95, and that's just that's a huge quinella. It's nice anytime you can hit one of those. So we're going to look at that. It was race 12, Wheeling Downs, matinee on November the 10th. Now, the first thing that I like to do, and this is how I eliminate a race automatically. Now, that's not saying I won't go back later after a cursory examination of the entire program. I may go back later to a race that has some of these things I'm talking about, but initially, I just start throwing out races left and right, and the very first thing that I look for is complete statistics. And I talk about this a little bit in the ebook. I've talked about it with a couple of you guys in emails, but if you don't have complete statistics on a race, you're handicapped. You're at a disadvantage because you don't know everything possible about a dog. And what I mean by that is a shipper who comes in from another track, you know, times and performance does not translate well from track to track. If you have a good idea of the quality of track a dog is coming from, you can kind of get a rough estimate of how he may perform at the track that he's arrived at, but it's still just guesswork, which of course all handicapping is. But if I see a dog who's nothing but a shipper, he's only coming in for got the schooling races behind him, and especially if the schooling race only had 4, 5, or 6 dogs in it with him, you know, it's really not a good indication of how he's going to perform in a race with graded dogs, full field of 8 dogs running. So if you look at race 12, immediately you scroll down through 1, BD's Roy Rogers, 2, CTW Uncanny, you got Golden Glory in 3, Gable Always in 4, Neko Shandy, BL's Jen's Lady, Ginger Girl in 7, and then the last entry is First Impression in the 8. They all have complete records, every single one of them. They have a complete record. Now, if you go down, the only one that I could say anything about at all would be the 5 dog, an Echo Shandy, 2 races back, schooling race, 6 other dogs that won it, but like I said, how impressive is that? You see, it came back in the C grade, finished 7th, 18th behind the leader, 7th, 14th behind the leader. So that's really the only ambiguity on the program, and I looked at that initially. I think this is a dog who's running bad. I think this dog has some problems. They're obviously having some problems getting this dog to run. He breaks decent, but just not running well. Possibly was injured, and that's one of those things. A lot of times greyhounds are injured, and you don't know. They keep running them. And I don't mean serious injuries. They'll pull them if it's a serious injury, but minor injuries, muscle pull, stuff like that, they'll try to run them. Looks to me like this dog is injured, and bam, right off the bat, I'm throwing the 5 dog completely out of the race. And that's the second thing I do. Myself and LJ both have this approach. If you can't throw 3 dogs out of a race, then don't handicap it. Well, the 5 is out, and right there is the reasons why. The next dog that I threw out of this race was the 3. It's a grade or a class issue. Maiden dog. Dog's been running maiden forever. And, you know, then suddenly you see up in the C grade here. Now, a dog that's jumped up from maiden and is now running in C, is really, the dog just, in my opinion, doesn't stand a chance. That's a very easy dog to throw out. Finally, we threw out the 8. Now, the 8 has some class, has some grade, has run as high as the B grade. Doesn't look like any wins there. Most every race on the program we have are C. And you see a third place way back, then a sixth, seventh, fourth, but 7 lengths behind the leader, and then an eight lengths behind the leader. Anytime a dog is in the 1 or 8 post, I try to give them a little bit more credit than normal. But the dog has only been in the Quinella 4 out of 21 times. It's a little bit less than 25%. I just don't think it's a dog that I have to have in there. And I think I can throw the 8 out. Now, the two dogs that that we would actually really seriously look at, you know, the 2 is another class grade dog, CTW Uncanny, but not performing real well. I thought maybe, you know, with that inside posting there, good post, you know, possibility for that dog. But I come down and I settle on the 6. Now, it's a straight D dog, and the dog is moving up. Had a, you know, a good run in his last D race, and they moved him up to the C grade. But if you look back, he had some gain inside, finished 4th 3 races back. Had the brief lead 2 races back and gave it up, and then the last race won it. Now, I'm always looking for dogs that are coming into form. This is a very experienced dog. Got 54 starts this season. Got 3 wins in 12 places, so pretty big numbers for getting in the Quinella, and that's what we're looking for. If you notice our picks, we key a dog, but to win, we only need that dog to make first or second. It's a lot harder to say, I got to have this dog on top. This dog has got to win. We give ourselves some leniency. You key a dog, the way you make your wagers, the dog is keyed in first and second position. And the 6 dog to me is a dog that can make it. It's got a pretty nice set of numbers there for making the Quinella. And on top of that, looks like coming into form. And once again, if you look at that, 3 races back, a 4th place finish. The comment shows he made some gain. And if you look, 6.654 was steadily gaining all the way around. Now, in the next race, actually lost some, but you notice looks like it was a pretty fast race for the grade they were running in. Got out front, had a good lead, gave it up on the end, but still, in my opinion, even though it's still another 4th place finish, a better performance. Got out quicker, snappier on the pace. Then if you look at the most recent race, the D-grade race that he won, it's a stretch triumph win, and it was a stretch triumph win, but look at this dog. This dog jumps out quick. This dog is second at the 8th pole, second in there, banging, banging, then in gains on the end. It's a dog that definitely is coming in the form, so we keyed BL's Jen's Lady, and of course the running of the race was 2.671. The dogs we threw out didn't make it. The dogs that we left in did, and a very, very nice payday for right there. So I hope that gives you some insight as to how we make our selections, how you decide right off the bat if you're going to handicap a race or not. Look for complete information. You know, if there's 1 dog, 2 dogs, 3 dogs that have are shippers and only got schooling races, and especially schooling races with only 4 or 5 other dogs, excuse me, you just don't know. It's a risk. You're not as informed as you should be, and the gamblers are out there taking risks on these races. Now, that's not saying we don't ever bet them, and one day, you know, we'll probably get a win on a race, and you'll see that and go, hey, pup, I thought you didn't bet those. And I'll explain why. And occasionally we do bet those, and you'll see them thrown in from time to time. But really, the solid races, we want to be on top of races where we have as much information, solid, reliable information, where we can get a clear picture of the race. And if we only bet those, that's how we win more often. The guys that are betting every race or betting every other race, you know, betting 8, 10 races off a program, we're going to beat those guys in the long run because we're selective. We pick the races we have best chance of winning, and we put our money on those, and in the long run, we're going to pay off big. So hope this lesson on how to eliminate a race, decide to handicap a race, and get your winners helps you guys out. Good luck to you.